We are back with another episode of the Harris Huddle, and I am your host, Jalen Harris. And this is episode 18 of the Harris Huddle podcast, our weekly, bi-weekly podcast that I host and record here on Anchor and other various platforms. And this week's topic of this week's episode is going to be analysis of the Falcons draft picks and my feelings of the draft picks and where we're going in a direction, where I think we're going in a direction. That the Falcons are going, and as I record this, this is Tuesday, a couple days after the draft picks. It's just all the hype is still in for the draft picks, and now it's kind of settling down and seeing what teams have done and what they're going to do with the season and how they address needs or haven't addressed certain needs. Now, first off, before I go into this episode, I just want to say, if you are on social media or you're on Instagram, Twitter, please follow my Instagram. My Instagram is _ Harris Huddle. That is _ HARRISHUDDLE. And on Twitter, my Twitter name for the podcast page is Huddle, HUDDLE Harris. That is Huddle Harris on Twitter. And like I said, we're going to be going over the all of the rounds picks. I did 1-7. I didn't really go have a deep dive into it. I just kind of did my quick thoughts, and I kind of pulled up some research of what some draft analysts have said. But as we said that, in the first round with the fourth pick, we went with Kyle Pitts, tight end from Florida. Guys, I think he's a potential rookie of the year candidate, and a lot of people say that. I don't think, because when you think about our offense, we have Julio Jones, Calvin Ridley, and Hayden Hurst. When you add Kyle Pitts to that, who are you going to double? Not that Hayden Hurst is a threat, no disrespect, but Julio Jones would mainly draw the double teams, and that would leave Calvin Ridley, who is also a dynamic threat, open or single coverage, but they could also choose to bracket him if they choose. But now when you put that, when you put at Kyle Pitts in that, he just becomes a matchup nightmare over the middle. He ran 4.43 this pro day, finished this year with 12 touchdowns, 770 yards. And he just looked amazing versus top-tier competition. Alabama, he scored on Patrick Surtain. He went against Georgia, two of the top defenses in the country. And he cooked them and he really was doing a lot of amazing work until he got knocked out of that Georgia game. And I'll say Kyle Pitts is just a quarterback safety blanket and a good third down weapon. Constantly in games, I just saw him on critical downs catching the pass to keep the chains moving and to keep the offense flowing. And he's just a threat from anywhere. He's fast, he's big. You throw a deep ball, you can line him out wide, or you can line him up in a slot. And he's a willing blocker. He isn't just a tall tight end that's skinny and can move. He'll sit there and block. He'll compete in the run game. He'll chip. He can help out anyways, and I feel like he's just a chess piece you can move around on this option, on this offense as Julio Jones gets older and Calvin Ridley will move into that role of being the more dominant receiver. And also, it helps Matt Ryan, because as he moves into this later years of his career, you need more help instead of like the previous years where you can throw it more, you can be more accurate. You need guys that can help your quarterback as we try and build for this last run. Because if you don't know, Matt Ryan has a major, 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 major cap hit. And that's going to be probably about 30 to 40 million for the next 3 years. So taking a rookie quarterback that was going to sit on a bench for maybe 3 to 4 years was not going to work. In the second round with the second pick, we traded back this round. And we selected Richie Grant, safety out of the University of Central Florida. Now, Richie Grant, he is a versatile defender. When I watched his highlights on YouTube and film, he was a really scrappy player. He was really smart, scrappy. He was punching the ball out when guys were about to score. He was just catching picks, reading plays. He's really versatile. I saw him blitz a lot and get sacks, and I just really, really, really liked his film. He is a Thorpe Award finalist, because I was hoping in the second round we selected Trayvon Morig, but I think he had a back injury on his medical. And kind of the medical this year, like the medical is really important for draft picks. And this year with COVID and guys, they have an option of skipping the medical. They weren't really going they weren't really going to Indianapolis and getting checked out by team doctors, or they were getting checked out. The team doctors were getting the information late. So that really threw a lot of wrenches and knocked some screws loose of some draft boards, because you have prospects. For example, if you have a bad leg, you can't draft you. But back to Richie Grant, he's a versatile defender. And a lot of analysts, as this pick was being made, they said he could be the best safety out of this draft. And I really see that on film, and I really see he could be an important player. He could really slide into that starting free safety role and just improve this defense that was the fifth worst of all time. Ooh, God. Hate to watch that. Yeah, but I think Richie Grant will slide in. Either I would say they would pair with Daron Harmon that we signed in this offseason, or Eric Harris. I don't like really the other veteran. I don't like the veteran safeties that we signed, but we need to get better, and we can keep it going with Keanu Neal and DeMonte Casey. They both tearing the Achilles, and Keanu Neal tearing his ACL. So I really like this pick. He'd be a good, I think he would start his rookie season. And that's Richie Grant, safety out of the University of Central Florida. In the third round, we went with Jalen Mayfield, offensive lineman, Michigan, excuse me. I put Florida in his nose. But he's an offensive lineman out of Michigan. He played tackle in college, but a lot of analysts and scouts think he will project a guard for the Falcons. And I really think that's an important issue, because I wouldn't say our tackles, besides our right tackle, the interior of our line was really bad, and we really need to improve on that. I know the second year or third year player out of Boston College, I think it's Chris Lindstrom, if I might be forgetting the name. He is a very talented guard. He was rated like 14th or 15th in PFF for the position. But besides that center, we lost Alex Mack. The other guard, they're not good. They got all released this offseason. Alex Mack went to the 49ers to get back with Kyle Shanahan. So we need to add more of the interior of the offensive line. And I think Jalen Mayfield will add a big, big, large player that could really help in this interior. He only allowed one sack in, I think, his college career. That's amazing going against. We got guys like Chase Young, Nick Bosa, various other players at Penn State, like Odafi Owe. You got guys like that coming off the edge. So I think he can really project it to a good guard, because I know Boogie McFarland said he had to get in shape and other things, and he had to really get his technique right to play tackle. But I really think they're going to shift him in the guard, and he does still need to get in shape and improve his technique. But this is adding to the Falcons, I would say, views of protecting Matt Ryan and increasing his longevity of his career. Protect him, because I don't know if many Falcons fans know this, if they hate this pick or whatever. Why do we draft offensive linemen? We need defense. We need that. We need that. Blah, blah, blah. Over the last 2 years, Matt Ryan has been the most sacked or hit quarterback in the NFL. Over Carson Wentz, over whoever you can think of, over Russ. Over anybody. He's been the most sacked or hit quarterback in the last 2 years. That's like 60 hits. Unless you want to see somebody else starting for the Falcons, we need to protect him. And I think Jalen Mayfield does that. I don't know. I'm not guaranteeing you he starts this year, but he could. He had to start third round pick, but he has to create an impact. This offensive line needs to get a continuity. On the offense, continuity on the offense, and like really gel together and play better, because our offense will suffer if it won't. But I know Arthur Smith will add run game and play action, and I think that will help. Now in the fourth round, pick 108, we selected Darren Hall, cornerback out of San Diego State. As I mentioned in the past game, this pick adds to it. I think he's a really solid cornerback that can be added to the secondary. Possible as maybe a nickel or just a backup corner for the outside. He's physical, strong, and run support. He led the FBS in 2019 with pass breakups with 19. He's a solid instinctual player, but I think he seems more of a gambler. I wouldn't say he's like super technique or like film guy, but I'm not saying he's not. But that was just a lot of views that the scouts were saying. But I think he's a good player. He was solid in the Senior Bowl, and he could add to our room. We need more players. We need more guys that could step up and play and just really, really help out. This NFC South, you had the Bucks, you had the Saints, you have Carolina adding weapons. So we need to add more defenders so we don't have to win a game 50-49 or 55-53. Although I like the guys, I like him being strong in the run game. I feel like we missed a lot of tackles and let runs or passes go for more yards than we expected. We need solid tacklers. We need guys that can just have their man in front of them. We don't need more touchdowns. And I feel like with the fifth worst defense of all time and a terrible passing attack, we need guys that can be added to the secondary. Now, the fifth round pick, 148, Taquan Graham, defensive tackle out of Texas. Now, Graham is a very athletic defensive tackle. He played defensive end in high school. He has a strong first step and is very powerful with his hands and has good hand usage. I feel like Graham just needs to develop his technique to get off blocks against NFL offensive linemen. One negative on him was he would get caught up in blocks and you could get washed down, and that's really a not good thing when you play defensive tackle. Defensive tackle is one of those guys that could be in the middle of that defense that could really has a major impact on the run game. And I know the Falcons had the sixth ranked run game in the league last year, but you have guys like Grady Jarrett. He's a really big player into that. And speaking of Grady Jarrett, we need that running mate. We need more bodies, more rotational pieces alongside of him to create pressure or have better results in the run game. Now, I know Marlon Williams, the defensive tackle from Auburn, we selected last year. He was really hurt last year. We just need more guys to contribute to that rotation. Now, I think Graham, as he develops, he will provide a solid defensive tackle. And our other fifth round pick, I'm not going to lie to you guys. I haven't watched all of these guys or like know them by heart. Like I'm not a draft analyst. I'm just a really good Falcons fan. I know a lot of these, I watch a lot of these games and picks and players, but a lot of these players obviously haven't stood out to me because I'm not a scout. So don't take what I say at heart. I mean, this is just my views and I feel like I can give it to you guys. But the fifth round pick 182, we have Adido Kumbo, Ogundeji, defensive end, Notre Dame. Excuse me. I'm sorry if I butchered your name, but like I said, as I researched him and watched film, he seems like a good developmental prospect that could work his way into a backup role in the rotation. He led Notre Dame in sacks in the front seven for that good Notre Dame defense. And like I said with the previous pick with Taquan Graham, we need more guys to create pressure. We were one of the last teams in the league for sacks, and I don't know about pressures. Forget pressures, we need sacks. We were one of the worst teams in the league with sacks, and we need more guys that can plug in and generate pressure. We need guys to across from Dante Fowler or guys to challenge Dante Fowler. And I feel like with coaching that we have now with the new defensive coaches, we can develop Mr. Ogundeji from Notre Dame. He can really turn into a rotational piece or a backup defensive end. Like I said, coaching is real big. And if you get seven sacks, if he can get seven sacks for the Falcons or six or five in a rookie season or just as a general play, I feel like this is a very valuable pick because when we get to the fifth round, sixth, seventh, you get guys that are either going to be special teamers or guys that you need to develop into decent producing players. And I feel like these last two picks with a defensive end and defensive tackle, they're developmental players that can really help to add guys to your defense that was really terrible, horrible, and disgusting last year. So I feel like adding this defensive end will really help. And I know probably the Falcons fans' mindset this draft was defense, 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 but I like the way Terry Fournette, I'm sorry if I'm butchering his name, but I like the way he's going. He's protecting Matt Ryan, but he's also adding the defensive players that are needed, the offensive players that are needed to protect Matt Ryan. Now, our third fifth round pick, I know you're saying, oh my God, we have so many fifth round picks. These are comp picks for free agents leaving. So our fifth round pick, Avery Williams, cornerback, Boise State. I'm sorry, guys, I didn't watch a lot of Boise State last year, but he's a small, undersized corner that will make his impact on special teams. I was saying the player comp they had for him was Jamal Agnew, who is a wide receiver now, but I don't really get that. I know he struggled a lot against bigger receivers because he's like 5'9", but I feel like he could be a solid maybe nickel corner. And what I think his calling card was going to be in the league is special teams. He's really good at returning on the league. And he was a really good returner at Boise State. So I think he could go alongside Cordell Patterson, or if they don't sign Cordell Patterson next year or whatever, he could be the returner. He could just produce on special teams. He could be a punt returner. He could be on a kickoff returning team. He could just add. He could just make his way and prove himself to be on the 53-man roster. And if he can, he can line up and add more depth to our slots. Our slot corner or nickel cornerback, Avery Williams could do that. Now, in the sixth round, I went the Falcons selected at pick 187. They selected Frank Darby, wide receiver, Arizona State. Like I said, this is the sixth round. I think this is a developmental wide receiver. He's going to be a depth wide receiver. Julio Jones had injuries last year. Calvin Ridley as well. You never know what could happen. You need guys that could just step up and be possible camp bodies. I mean, I don't want to say the guy's going to get cut, but I think he could step up and just be a fifth or maybe sixth receiver. I don't know. I mean, they keep on the roster, but fifth, fourth, sixth receiver, and just work his way into that to just be on the roster in case he's needed for injuries. And he's a big body guy. He's like 6'3", 6'4", be that jump ball receiver, work over the middle, and just really work his way up, be a good blocker. And I've seen his highlights from Arizona State, and I like him. I know he has some trouble with drops in a couple games, or he just drops passes that he's too good he should be able to catch. But I think he's a solid receiver that he can learn under Julio Jones, learn how to be a pro, learn how to be a better wide receiver. And this could work out to be a solid guy into that wide receiver room. Now, that's all the picks we had in the draft, but overall, I like the steps we are taking. We're not like reaching for guys or taking guys to that like don't really make sense or don't really – we're taking good prospects. We're taking guys that really produced. Now, the vision, I would say, or the future of the Falcons, I would say, for this team, they're moving this year, I would say, is more to protect Matt Ryan with Kyle Pitts, Jalen Mayfield, and the wide receiver. But I feel like that sprinkling of defense knows should have Falcons fans at ease to know, oh, I'm missing a pick. I am missing a pick. We selected a center in the fourth or fifth round out of Stanford. I don't know how I didn't leave him out of there. The center from Stanford, that's another pick. We selected the center and Jalen Mayfield from Michigan. Those two offensive line picks shows me what they are going to do in the draft. It shows me that they're trying to improve that interior of the offensive line. And that's really crucial because when you have everyone knows Matt Ryan isn't mobile. He isn't Michael Vick. So you need that interior and the pocket to be solid. So adding Mayfield, adding another center to compete with the center we drafted last year would be great, would be good, because we're not paying offensive linemen that much money. So we need to continually retool it. Our offensive line unit is terrible besides left tackle and left guard. They are terrible. So to protect Matt Ryan and get this offense really explosive and really flowing, I like those offensive line picks. I like Kyle Pitts being added. And I think every fan that hates this draft should take a step back and wait till the season starts. I really like it. I like Richie Grant. I like Jalen Mayfield. I don't know. I'm a little suspect on the later round picks. I like Darren Hall out of San Diego State. I have to like see more of the later round picks, but Kyle Pitts is really going to be a great player for us. Possible all-pro, Pro Bowler his rookie year. You never know. He's going to catch – Kyle Pitts is going to catch probably like 50 to 70 balls and probably have 800 to 1,000 yards. I'm going to just say on the limbo because who's going to guard him? He's faster than a tight end. He's bigger than cornerbacks, bigger than safeties. He's just a matchup nightmare. And to go alongside Hayden Hurst, they can do two tight end sets. yeah, still have Julio Jones, all pro, Hall of Fame receiver, and Calvin Ridley, pro bowler. Even though he didn't get it this year, he's going to get it. Calvin Ridley is going to be a pro bowler. But I think this draft makes me smile because I think I can see the direction that we're going in. I can see that we are moving away. We're doing the right things on with the cap and free agency. I just like the way we're going. And I know Falcons fans expect a lot, but we're in a bad cap situation. But I think it is optimism in this season in the future with the Falcons front office. Now, guys, this isn't one of my typical longer episodes. I just wanted to drop my feelings on the draft and what I thought of our picks we have coming into this year. Now, tell me if you guys want to see any more analysis of teams or analysis of certain players your team drafted. How do you feel about this player, Asante Samuel, going to the Chargers or the Saints pick, the Aints pick, or the Buccaneers or the Panthers? Just tell me and I'll write it up. I'll look up the players and I'll just really look deep, take a deep dive into them and give you my opinion. Now, like I said, I'm not a scout, not an analyst yet. Wink, wink. But this is my opinion of the players. I think we're adding a good crop of players to our team to improve from 4-12 or whatever we were last year. I really think that this group of players will help. But like I said, if you guys haven't followed me, follow me on social media. On Instagram, it's _HarrisHuddle. And on Twitter, it's HuddleHarris. So say that again, Instagram, _HarrisHuddle. And Twitter, it's HuddleHarris, HuddleHarris. And it's your boy. I'm your host, Jalen Harris. And this is episode 18 of the Harris Huddle. And this talked about the Falcons draft analysis. Catch me next week or in a couple weeks, and I'll have a new episode. Hit me on social media. Give me suggestions, anything you want, questions, just hot topics, hot takes you want me to put my opinion on. And yeah, we're out. Thank you for listening. Love you guys.